Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1609. Simple Rules for Desk-Bound Workers by Samuel Lynch of fitinitiative.co.uk. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Hey there, welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I simply read to you from the best health and fitness blogs online, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. Now, I found today's article particularly appropriate for me. Much of my time is spent at a desk in front of my laptop. When I'm not teaching, I'm often preparing teaching materials, or writing a paper, or grading, you get the idea. So let's see what frequent contributor Samuel Lynch has to say about it and continue optimizing your life. Simple Rules for Desk-Bound Workers by Samuel Lynch of fitinitiative.co.uk. What's wrong with my desk? I'm sure that you have a very lovely desk and that you developed quite the relationship over the years. However, your desk may not have your best interests at heart, and continuing this relationship may well be affecting your health. Sitting is the new smoking, and simply put, we're slowly sitting ourselves to death, which is quite a boring way to go. Just like the battery on your car will need replacing if you don't drive it, your body will slowly start to decay if you don't move it. Now you may be thinking, well, I work out 3 times per week, so I don't have to worry. Well, you'd be wrong. A few hours of exercise per week is great, don't get me wrong, but movement needs to be daily and implemented in some shape or form. The ramifications of sitting. So what's so bad about sitting, and what are the dangers? Well, consistently sitting for extended periods of time is a health hazard that can wreak havoc on the body in more ways than you'd think. The musculoskeletal effects of sitting are, but not limited to, tight hips, tight chest and shoulders, knee pain, lower back pain, muscle degeneration, and other lower extremity problems. Issues often extend further than this and can begin to affect health in various other ways, in particular through an increased risk of type 2 diabetes and increased risk of cardiovascular disease. The simple fact is, the more time you spend sitting, the less time you spend being active. While these issues, which may be caused by sitting, are problems in themselves, it's the implications that they have on your daily life that really affect the quality of life that you have. Here are a few simple tips that you can do to reduce the risks of sitting and improve your overall health. Reduce optional sitting. Starting with perhaps the most obvious thing you can do, sit less. There's no doubt that sitting is a big part of our lives, especially in Western culture. But while sitting may provide you comfort in the short term, it does very little to contribute to long-term health. You can always find a way to reduce sitting where you can, especially sitting that's considered optional. Plenty of working places do now offer flexible workspaces with desks that can be positioned to either seated or standing. Regardless if you have a standing desk or not, when you can, take the opportunity to stand while working. This could be standing every time you have a phone call, standing during a certain task of the day, standing or walking during meetings with colleagues. Transitioning to a standing desk is the best option in the long term, but introducing periods of standing into your day is the best option in the short term and will help you transition to further standing. Perform 10 to 15 minutes of daily maintenance. You wouldn't treat a new car with the same disregard that you do with your body. Unlike a car, you only get one body, unless you're hearing this in the year 3021. So perhaps it's time to take care of it. A good way to start doing this is to do 10 to 15 minutes of daily maintenance. Performing 10 to 15 minutes of daily maintenance through soft tissue and mobility work will keep your body running like a well-oiled machine. How can you expect your body to move well if you're not even moving it? You just listened to the post titled Simple Rules for Desk-Bound Workers by Samuel Lynch of fitinitiative.co.uk.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Standing desks are great. I know they can be expensive, so even if you can create a makeshift one by stacking some stable objects on top of your desk, that can help. But even more helpful than that, if you really want to get the most out of standing while working, move your body a bit as well. For example, let's say you've been standing while checking your emails. You're now ready to move on to your next task. Before you start your next task, perform some standing squats with just your body weight, or perform some of those bottom kicks. That's where you're standing upright and you alternate kicking your heels up to your bottom, or perform some standing stretches. These little movements, when added throughout the day, can start to add up. So yes, standing more throughout the day instead of sitting is helpful, but moving while standing is even better. Oh, and for your own information, I always record this podcast standing. All right, that'll do it for today. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your Thursday if you're listening in real time, and I'll see you back here tomorrow for the Friday Q&A and where your optimal life awaits.